Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yo, what is this bitch tripping about?
Streaming also available at TNTRadioEmpire.com because I realize nobody's driving to work right now. I was telling Craig off the air that I saw one car. And I realized I'm on the road pretty early, and you guys actually beat me here from a different part of the city. You come the other way, but I've never seen it that low.
Today was the most active morning because
really for active for you, it was the least amount of cars for me.
Where I was driving, there must have been something going on because I saw three or four cop cars.
Oh, okay.
And I thought they were after me. Right. I thought I was going to have to produce my letter saying I am indeed essential personnel.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's stopping anybody in this city because people are still out and about. I saw a cop sitting at a speed trap yesterday, and I got pissed. I said, dude, you got better things to do than sit at a speed trap.
No, they don't.
I know, but you
they don't.
Why are you stopping people?
Because they're bored.
Because it's an area, by the way, you're not really going to go too fast. It really can't. I mean, it would probably be somebody going 40 in a 30. That's about fast as you go in this area.
I know, but
why are you sitting there, dude?
They need to generate some revenue.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they haven't given out near as many speeding tickets in the last 30 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
As they normally would.
You're right, because nobody's driving.
So I've always believed they have quotas.
Oh, of course I do. They don't admit that, but I believe that, too. I had to get gas this weekend. That was exciting.
Did you?
Well, it was me too. It was a quarter tank, so I figured I'd get it. And then I go up, and it was said, the card doesn't work. You have to go. My card worked, but it said, you have to go in and pay. I said, nope, I'm going to go to a different gas station because I'm not going in to pay.
I'm down to almost a half a tank.
Oh, you'll be fucked, yeah.
After 35 days.
Yeah.
What's your count, Puss?
I drive more than you do.
For gas?
I leave the house once in a while. Yeah.
How many days have you been? Because it was Tuesday, March 17th. When I hunkered down.
Yeah, that was the day that I stopped going to the gym. Yeah. So that was really, I mean, outside of going to the store, I'm the designated shopper for our family. So I've been going to the store, but that's since St. Patrick's Day. Now that's it.
Once again, though, we're talking to people that aren't leaving their house at all. I mean, we actually get to leave our house.
Oh yeah.
So I really don't feel like we are shut down as much as anybody else. People are leaving their people are sitting at home.
We're kind of cheating because we get to go to work every day.
Yeah, exactly right. So,
and I say get to go to work because I consider it a privilege.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's necessary. We are essential personnel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I see a lot of essential personnel hating going on.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you're essential personnel. Can't believe you're essential personnel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to give him my...
But in this town, other things are essential personnel that really probably shouldn't be.
My Tiger Woods golf game. Yeah. You can't bitch about essential personnel and then strap on your Confederate flag and go down to the state capitol and protest.
No, well, you're just an idiot there.
We're curious, Craig, if the potheads of Denver are going to be like the rednecks that we saw assembling
rednecks
all over.
Rednecks is key, too,
by it the is. Way. Those aren't conservatives. Those aren't Republicans. No. Those are just necks.
No. Well, they're voting Republican, for sure, but you're right.
Well, they're Trumpers.
They're Trumpers, right?
Yeah.
They're Trumpers. They're just necks.
It's their way
worthless necks.
Of going out and worshiping their guy right. since he's not having any rallies. And I really wish that he would just start having rallies.
Yeah.
I wish he would defy everyone and say, we're just going to go ahead and have some rallies.
The problem is that those idiots would get good people sick.
I know.
You know, that's the problem. I'm with you on that, totally, by the way. But I just don't hang out with those idiots. So, but they could be anywhere, you know?
Yeah, I didn't want to watch the news yesterday because it would have been all about them.
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, they did. You have to watch the news, but they show little vignettes of them answering questions. And, oh, my God, you could feel your IQ drop as they start talking. It's so stupid. How was your weekend, Craig?
Great.
Good. What'd you do? Tell us something exciting.
Oh, man.
No, you didn't do anything.
Yeah, can't come up with anything.
Anybody die in the Deadpool? I know we lost.
Not in the Deadpool.
We lost that race car driver. I recognize that guy's name.
I didn't see that.
81. He was the rookie of the year at the Indy 500 in 1981. He was 81. So he must have been a later rookie, obviously.
Here, one of these masks.
Lazier. Bob Lazier. I know that name.
Extra large.
Yeah, yeah.
Should fit your head.
Yeah, thank you, by the way. Yeah, these are for the... thank you.
The new fashion statement.
Yeah. I went to Walgreens without one on, and there was people in there without one on, too, except I felt kind of guilty, so I'm going to probably wear it when I go out again. If I stop in place.
Yeah, I've only been out in public once.
My wife will go to the store, and she'll wear hers.
Or I had to wear the mask.
But I went to Walgreens, and the lady at the Walgreens is amazing. She was cleaning everything up at the counter. She had a mask on, and... some old lady pushed her cart off to the side and started walking, and the lady goes, she goes, ma'am, can you put that cart over here so I can sanitize it? And I could tell the old lady didn't hear squat, and she just kind of walked out. So this woman had to say, excuse me a second, had to go get the cart and bring it over. So she was sanitizing every cart and everything each time.
The trouble with the mask I found, and you don't wear glasses on a regular basis.
No,
you just wear the readers when you work.
Right.
Is it fogs up your glasses? Because you have to cover your nose.
Yeah.
And all my, they make a substance, a thing called a no fog cloth that I use on ski goggles.
Hello, hello. How's it sound on the air?
It sounds muffled.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you sound muffled.
Okay,
yeah.
I won't do it all. It's funny, there must be a microphone underneath some guys, because reporters are starting to report with the mask on, and it sounds clear as hell.
I see TV people.
And it's sounding clear as hell. How are they doing that? Is there a little mic up in there?
No, they just, I mean, I think you can tell it's muffled a little bit.
I don't know, man.
TV.
I've heard it clear.
It sounds pretty good.
I've heard it clear as a bell, not like what I just sounded like.
From the TV people.
Yeah.
You're right.
I sounded muffled, but on TV, I don't think it sounds muffled at all. Most of them.
Well, they're also wearing different kinds of mics.
Yeah, they are.
You know? So it's not...
I know. I mean, I don't want to wear it here because, you know, we're still kissing. Actually, we're not kissing. That's the problem.
Yeah. And we got our sanitized little microphone covers. Well, they're not sanitized, but they're personal.
The other problem you run into, Todd, when you go out with a mask on, I found, is when you put your shopping list on your phone and you're walking around, you grab something, and the phone shuts down, and then you go, Face ID.
No.
Oh, man, I'm going to keep just punching in the code.
Yeah,
who punches in the code?
I do, because I don't have a phone with Face ID.
I didn't do Face ID anyway.
What kind of caveman uses the code?
I do.
Love the Face ID.
Yeah, I do, too.
Except for the problem is now with the mask, you know.
Yeah.
But you can find these no fog cloths on Amazon. All of mine are in a ski bag in my buddy's basement in Denver.
All right. Well, you don't leave the house anyway, so you don't even need one, really. You don't even need one. You don't leave the house at all, do you?
We did some banking stuff a couple weeks
that's
ago
right, yeah.
where I had to leave the house.
Right.
And then we're having a guy over to install an air purifier.
Yeah, you can do that.
At some point this week, but I don't have to leave the house.
No.
But I have to welcome a stranger into my house.
Well, Dr. Mina said that's okay, as long as they do their thing and get the hell out. And don't hang over top of them either, by the way. You know.
Oh, I can't follow them around?
No. They don't like that anyway. God, workers hate. Workers hate when you watch them. Just let them do
it. What's it like to be able to get out? house to house.
You're getting out.
I know, I am.
You should not whine. We should not whine as much as people are sitting in their house. Believe me, I'm not whining. I go home, the wife and the kids, they're there all damn day. So I don't whine about this.
I finally got food to go from somewhere.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you go pick it up?
I did.
Yep.
Curbside, or did you have to go into the building?
Most of them are curbside.
I did not have to go in.
Yeah, most of them are curbside. I think all of them. I haven't even been to a place that it's all curbside.
No, I've been to a place where you got to go inside.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
Wear your mask, Craig.
Christy does all that, so I've not experienced that.
Well, that was good.
Last night we had the DoorDash guy bring us pizza.
Cool. I like pizza.
You know, a lot of pizza places deliver themselves.
Yeah. Some don't, though.
This one doesn't.
Pre-virus. Yeah.
This one does not.
Yeah. I had a hankering for wings last night, so we had to call out, and I had to get some wings.
There you go.
Yeah,
I don't know why. That was just kicking hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Got me a new favorite pizza place. I don't know where she found this.
I had a hankering for a huge Bloody Mary yesterday.
So,
or three.
It was huge.
Did you satisfy that hankering?
Oh, my. Of course I did.
I switched up the alcohol a bit this weekend on Saturday. It was peanut butter whiskey, and then I stopped at half a bottle because I didn't. That stuff goes down too easy.
It does too. Yeah, yeah, it does.
And then I switched over to beer, and I still found myself waking up in a seated position at 2 a.m. on the couch.
I was going to say, were you still out by the fire? Or
No.
Laying there, his face burning off.
At that point, we had gone into watch a little Breaking Bad, and we had to rewatch the episode. I only remembered about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I hate when I do that.
Of that particular episode.
See,
and I fell asleep.
That's where you need the face ID. When you need Netflix to recognize that you just passed out.
And then it would shut
and stop.
Down.
No, hold on. He passed out.
Yeah, that peanut butter whiskey is pretty hard.
Last night, we have to rewatch that particular episode.
Yeah, that's a show where you need all the pieces.
Yeah. And I remembered about the first 5 minutes of that episode, everything. It was
I've done that for a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Regular TV, too, I falls.
It was a good thing we rewatched that.
So she even wake you up and say, come to bed. You're just laying there, sitting up.
Yeah, and I assumed that she fell asleep, too. And didn't even bother to wake me up there.
Yeah, well, you probably look so cute laying there in your sloshed state.
Come on upstairs.
He's ripped over there. Oh, look, it's the whiskey face. It's so cute.
He's cuddling his copper mug like a little teddy bear.
His face is drooping. He's drooling. It's so cute.
At that point,
it's so cute when he's hammering on peanut butter whiskey and beer. That's the cutest look.
Yeah, no mugs, no copper mugs were involved in the drinking on Saturday.
All right. Happy 420 to you stoners out there.
Well, to anybody.
Well, yeah, but it's a stoner holiday. The rest of us is just 420, man. It's just a date.
You're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
You're all stoners today.
Yep.
And it was pointed out to me today that this entire month is 420.
It is?
Oh,
good point.
Dude.
Who pointed that out to you?
Dude, we should have known that.
I just read it this morning.
Oh man.
Oh, I saw some meme back at the beginning of the month.
That changes everything.
It really doesn't.
No, I don't.
So I said I was going to do this, and because I was supposed to fly out, I scheduled a flight months ago. I was going to go skiing this weekend, the original plan, months ago. But I did get a hold of my Facebook friend and my favorite airport bartender, and we had a drink together on the FaceTime or whatever the little Facebook video thing.
Because she wants to work when she's not. You shared your own booze, though, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, I poured my own booze, and this is the first time that we've actually drank together.
Okay. Right.
And we chatted for a good 45 minutes or so.
This is just like a sales call to a normal sales.
Exactly.
She's maintaining the client.
Last night.
He's going to be there no matter what.
I may have been maintaining the client last night.
She said her bar is still open.
Yeah, so is the other one, the other side.
Right.
Is she working?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Because she said, I think the day before they finally shut things down, or recently, they've been serving maybe 6 or 7 people a day, when normally it's 700, a couple hundred transactions.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and the last day that she worked, there were six
or 7.
I
bought more than 6 drinks at a time at the bar.
But individual.
I know what you mean.
6 or 7 transactions on the last day that she worked.
Yeah, the flying thing. I don't even know what's happening with that. I really don't, because we're not.
No, there's still people working at the airport.
Yeah, there's still people.
They're just serving a lot fewer people.
Right. Are flights still taking off with 5 people on them? That's what it sounds like. I mean, they're really not. We're not seeing a lot of stories about that. You think they'd, since they're trying to find a way to cover this all different ways, you think somebody would do one? Let's take a flight.
It's tough to crack the top of the news when it's death and destruction for 20 minutes in.
It is. It is.
Yeah, but
idiots. But you think there'd be some sort of inside story, even a CBS Sunday Morning. What are airplanes like now or something? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that story because you don't want to send your reporter to the airport.
I know, but they send reporters everywhere. Reporters are everywhere. They're at these rallies with the rednecks. They're at the I can see them going to the airport. You know, protected the way that they're essential personnel. They got to be on the front line.
I don't know why they don't cover that angle.
Yeah, it is weird.
Well, like last week, I remember into the nightly news. There was some big, storm that was going to be hitting mostly. And it was 25 minutes deep into the half an hour.
I know. Before
they could even get to that.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And I think it spawned some tornadoes or something.
Yeah, the news is maddening. For my background, instead of news or sports anymore, I just flip on the Weather Channel.
Well, there's no sports.
And there's a lot of stuff going on down south.
I'm not that bored.
No, neither am I, but that's okay. You flip on the Weather Channel when things are happening.
Well, things were happening last night. Okay. It's actually pretty active in the South.
I did see a mutual friend of ours last night was she was commenting on Facebook that yesterday she went ahead and learned how to properly fold a fitted sheet. Oh, she watched a video. I'm like, man, you're at a new level of bored.
I'd rather watch the Weather Channel than.
Oh my god, I gave her a hard time. I could not help myself.
Is there a YouTube tutorial?
Apparently,
tell you how to. Apparently. Do a fitted sheet?
Jesus, move on, please.
She lives alone. She lives alone.
Talking about it's even worse. Go ahead, Craig.
Oh, no.
What do you got?
We washed the sheets yesterday.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, but we hung them out. Christy likes to hang them out on the clothesline.
All right.
And the neighbor thinks that every time we do that, our dryer is broken.
Yeah, that's what it looks like probably, right?
Do you want to use our dryer? No. Apparently my wife... like sheets hanging out in the dirty breeze.
Are your underwear hanging out back too?
No, it's just
like the old days when we were kids.
It's just the sheets.
Todd's teddies are hanging up.
No socks.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's new, Craig?
Well, you will be pleased to know. Partially.
It's real tough for me to be pleased these days.
To know.
Go ahead, help me out.
That the One Direction anniversary reunion has been confirmed.
Oh, yeah. But don't ask my daughter about it because she won't confirm anything for me. Is that an album and a tour? No, there's a reunion. I said, yeah, is that an album and a tour? Just an album or just a tour? They're just a reunion, Dad.
Right. How ambitious.
So I just...
It's that
go.
Reunion.
I let it go.
Zayn will not be a part of it.
He hasn't been. He left the band earlier.
Nevertheless.
Well, then it's not a reunion for me.
Yeah. They thought that he may be joining them.
Is he essential personnel?
No.
When
no.
it comes to One Direction?
No, he left the band.
Or can they get on fine without him?
No, I don't need him.
Here's JJ by Peanut Butter Whiskey. Wife bought home a bottle of that stuff last week. I woke up in a seated position on the couch with just undies and a hoodie. Good stuff.
On the right place, too?
Apparently.
Was his legs through the hoodie and the underwear was on his head? That's how I would do that.
Hood up or down? I'm guessing up.
I've only ever done, when I pour a glass of that peanut butter whiskey, it's usually on the rocks, I don't mix with anything, and I'll just drink like one of those. And I know I want more, but I won't do it because it doesn't taste like whiskey. It tastes like peanut butter drink.
Yeah.
And you just could drink it all damn day and then end up with a hoodie in your underwear.
It is alcoholic peanut butter syrup.
It's all it is. And that's why it's tough to put it down after one, but I will not pour another glass of that. Not.
No, I drew a line and said, I'm only going to drink half this bottle.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
Half the bottle's a lot.
Yes, it was. But you know what that means? I still got half a bottle left.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point.
And I'm probably going to save it for this weekend.
420.
Oh, Saturday, too. The perfect night. I had some edibles in my belly, too.
Oh, good. Mm. That's illegal, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. Governor doesn't like weed.
Hide him well.
Doesn't like weed in this town.
You hit him about as good as you could there, didn't you?
In your belly. That's right. In your belly.
Christy didn't find him and throw him out.
Yeah.
Actually, she'd find them and be inclined to have one.
Yep, yep.
So you might want to be worried because it seems like, you know, the introduction for the TV show The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
On the introduction, they show a timeline.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, with the...
And the timeline ends at 2020.
Oh, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, I've heard all kinds of doom and gloom, you know, the 2020...
Is it the Mayan calendar?
No.
This one's the Incan.
Yeah, because 20 and 20 equals 40, and that was...
Yeah, it does.
How many days that Noah spent in the ark.
Yeah, screw that crap. I can't play...
40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah, and there were some other parallels, too.
To Noah?
Yeah. I forget, but it's the end of the world.
Noah's just a fable.
I'm not buying it.
That's a fable, by the way. And by the way, what if you're not a Bible guy? What if you're another religion?
Well, then you're
most
screwed.
Religions have a flood
have Noah?
Story.
But they have Noah, though? This is Noah.
They have
only.
A flood story.
This is Noah.
Yeah.
They can just insert anybody's
name. If you don't believe in God, you will pretty soon.
Yeah. I don't.
You better pray up, boy.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I saw a bunch of Christers hammering Cuomo on Facebook. I said, are you kidding me? Your boy's a Christer? I don't think so. Thrice married porn star banging. Yeah, he's a big Christian, sure.
Oh.
Well, he's very pro-life, unless you're already walking.
Oh, yeah, 40,000 dead. That's how pro-life
is. Then he doesn't
is.
Care.
No.
Founders of Instagram teaming up to produce an app to show Americans how quickly the virus is spreading in a particular area. The latest project, RT.live, is a state-by-state coronavirus tracker that shows the effective reproductive rate, showing how quickly the virus is spreading from one person to another. If the score is above 1, that means it's spreading quickly. Below 1, more slowly. Currently, Connecticut has the best score at 0.42.
You told me there'd be no math
North
this
Dakota
morning.
North Dakota has the highest score at 1.7.
What's your old state doing there, Todd?
Nothing.
Are they as bad as South Dakota, though?
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
They're the same.
Okay.
I don't think they have a stay-in-place order.
Great.
None of that. Because, you know, there's not many people here, so how could it possibly affect us?
Yeah, that's what they say about our governor, too, nationwide. But the fact is, Omaha's a big town. Lincoln's a pretty big town. And there's a lot of people here.
Well, there's a county in the middle of the state that has the most cases.
Yeah, but they're probably illegals.
And they probably test them more there.
I read that. Because that doesn't make you a person, I guess. They call you a
illegal. I'm just really disappointed that something like this does not unite the country. You would think something like this would unite people. And I feel more divided than ever.
Well,
you have to argue with people as to whether or not you should stay home.
Yeah, you do, because it's a Trump thing. That's why. Come on.
Of
course it is. That's what it is. I did see a thing, though. They only 35% think he's trust him on talking about the coronavirus, which, by the way, is still 35% too high, but that's really low. So the rest of us are right, and they're wrong.
Once again, three people have set what is believed to be a record by driving from New York City to Redondo Beach, California in 26 hours and 38 minutes.
This would be the time to do it, right? Because there's nobody on the road. Is that why they decided to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Cannonball run.
Jesus, cool. How fast are they going?
Didn't you just say somebody just beat this maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the cannonball run.
Yeah.
Well, once again, you had nobody on the highways.
Yeah.
New York City.
What'd they beat it by? How many?
To Redondo Beach. In what, 26 hours?
Yeah, less than 27.
What'd they beat it by?
Let's see. It's probably in here somewhere.
That's okay.
Not a whole lot.
They still beat
it. They did.
Yeah, I want to say the last one was 27 and change or 28 maybe. No, they couldn't have beat it by an hour.
How many drivers?
Three.
We've talked about how they do this. Three drivers.
Traffic levels have dropped more than 90%.
Cars ahead looking for cops.
Traffic levels have dropped more than 90% in some major cities. At least 50% nearly everywhere. The trouble is, law enforcement is looking for you now, or it's easier to see you.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
You're right.
Yeah. Especially when you're doing 120.
In California, the spike in speeding tickets for driving more than 100 miles an hour grew in inverse proportion to the cars on the road.
Well, I was saying earlier, I saw a speed trap this weekend in a little area that really doesn't need to be a speed trap. Bored.
Well, the cops are bored.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Is crime as a whole down? I've not read any stats.
I don't know. I know that home invasions are down. We mentioned that before. But I did see crime is still going on.
The major crimes in the top 10 cities are down.
Okay. Major crimes.
Okay.
Well, they got to be.
How about stay-at-home invasions? Are they up?
Well, you're already there, so.
Hashtag stay-at-home invasions. It's trending.
Yeah.
So Google Maps says that this run that they did in under 27 hours, if you did it without stops, if you just did it on Google Maps without stops, it would take about 41 hours.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, that's
regular speed, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's,
got it.
When Google Maps does it, you're observing the posted speed limit.
Exactly right.
Exactly. And so they were able to.
Even going 120 miles an hour, I realize it'd probably be fun for a little bit, but then you're like, oh, God, we're still going.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to go to sleep. Well, my buddy was driving 120 miles an hour.
No.
Nope. Not at all. I got friends I don't want to go to sleep when they're driving 20 miles an hour.
Right.
Well, they've got teams of lookouts in cars, maybe a plane. Inside the car, they've got computers, communication devices, binoculars.
There must be like a van that people can lay down and sleep a little bit, right?
At no point during that road trip were they observing the posted speed limit.
None.
That had
well,
to be
if they had to get behind someone. That's one of the major things that happens is if you're on a two-lane, if there's only two lanes going one direction and a slow truck is passing another slow truck.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's what they ran into.
They are essential personnel, the truck drivers, so give them a break there. Because they're thinking they got the roads themselves, too, now. I'll see a guy going 160 behind him. Holy crap, that guy's coming up on my ass.
They've gone with no traffic for 200 miles, and then they run into a truck. And, God damn it! Pull over!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.